You're listening to The Student Loan Show, episode 44. On today's episode, we're talking about getting your tax refunds taken when you're in student loan default. So before you file your returns, listen up. Coming up right now on The Student Loan Show. Hey everyone, it's Jay Fleischman and welcome back to the Student Loan Show. Thanks as always for the download. On our show today, a problem I hear about every single year, just around this time. It's about student loans in default. Your student loans are past due. You're worried about your tax refund. Will the student loans take it? Well, it depends. First of all, let me set the record straight on private student loans. Private student loans cannot take your tax refund, period. The lender may be able to take money from your bank account, but that's only if you've been sued and they want a judgment and your state law allows it. But they cannot take your tax refund. Private student loans aside, let's talk about your federal loans. If your federal loans are past due, the government can't do anything against you unless you're in default. Now, that's different from being delinquent. A delinquency period begins on the first day after you miss your first payment. And again, that's different from default. Under federal regulations, default happens when you fail to make a payment for 270 days. So when you're 270 days past due, that's when default occurs. And that is important because the government's collection powers kick in only after you're in default. If you're just delinquent, then you're going to have to deal with collection calls and late fees, but that's it. And it's when you're in default that the government can seize your tax refunds up to the amount due plus collection fees. The process is called an offset, and it's part of the Treasury Offset Program overseen by the Department of Treasury's Bureau of Financial Service. Department of Treasury is the umbrella organization that includes the Internal Revenue Service. And what happens is creditor agencies, such as the Department of Education, submit delinquent debts to Fiscal Service for collection. Fiscal Service lets the IRS know. Fiscal Service sends it to DOE. Fiscal Service also maintains information about the delinquent debt in the Tax Offset Program Delinquent Debtor Database, and they're going to continue to offset your return until Department of Education suspends or terminates debt collection or offset activity for the debt. But before a tax offset happens, DOE has to give you notice of the proposed offset and an opportunity to review your loan records. That could come directly from DOE, or that could come from the collection agency that's in charge of collecting on your account. Those notices are currently mailed once a year. They're usually sent out around July, August. So the notice is going to be sent to you using the best address available to the government. That may be the one that you used on your most recent federal tax return. It may be the address that they have on file for you, but it's going to be the best available address that they've got. And though you can challenge the offset at any time, if you want to put the offset on hold while you're challenging it, then you've got some deadlines. First, if you want to see your loan file, then you have to make your request in writing within 20 days of the notice. And as a matter of course, I recommend that you always ask to see a copy of your loan file. You don't know what's in it. You want to make sure that you do know what's in it. It's your loan. They're collecting on it. Ask for a copy of the loan file. So that's first, you get 20 days from the date of the notice to ask for that loan file. Second, you can request a review. And if you do, it'll put the offset on hold so long as that request for review gets there, no later than the later of the following 2 days, 65 days after the date of the notice, or 15 days after you request to see your loan file. So if you request to see your loan file at 20 days, then you get 15 days after that to request the review. If you don't ask for a copy of loan file, then you get the full 65 days. Again, in spite of the fact that you get a shorter period of time if you request your loan file, you should do that. If you're going to do a request for review, you've got certain defenses that are available to you. And they're very much like the defenses to a wage garnishment. You've repaid the loan. It's not your loan, or there's some other reason why you don't owe the money. You've already entered into a repayment agreement with the loan holder, and you're making payments as required. You filed for bankruptcy, and either the case is still open, or the loan was discharged in your bankruptcy. The school failed to pay you an owed refund. The borrower is dead or totally and permanently disabled. So it's a death discharge or a TPD discharge, both of which we've talked about. The loan's not enforceable because of fraud or a forgery, or you're eligible for a closed school discharge or a false certification discharge. You can't just challenge the offset because you didn't get a notice from the loan holder. That's not a good enough reason. And the last reason that you may be able to challenge the offset is if it's going to cause financial hardship. Those are the basic reasons. Again, very similar to garnishment. But let's say you don't do anything. Let's say you pay no attention to the notice, or you just hope that it's going to go away, or you live with roommates and they don't give it to you, or you don't get it from your P.O. box, or whatever it is. But let's say you get the notice and you don't do anything about it. Then you file your taxes. What happens is fiscal services is going to send you a notice. They're going to say, hey, we took your refund. And that notice is going to say the original refund amount, the amount that was offset, who got the payment, and the address and phone number of the agency that got the payment. DFS is also going to notify the IRS of the amount that's been taken from your refund. So everybody's going to get notice. So if you file your return and you don't get your refund, well, you should get a notice. But if you don't, or if you worry that there may be a tax offset program notice on file for you, you can actually call fiscal services. They've got a tax offset program call center that's at 1-800-304-3107. That's 800-304-3107. And you can actually find out. Call them up. They'll look you up by social security number and they'll let you know. This way, you're not caught by surprise. Well, and what happens if you filed a joint return and it's your spouse's student loan? And let's say you didn't even realize it. You didn't realize that there was a tax refund offset in place. So what do you do? If you filed a joint return, but it's not your student loan that the money was taken for, you can request your pro rata share of the refund by filing the IRS form 8379. That's an injured spouse allocation. You can file that form with the original joint tax return. So if you're going to file your return and you know money's going to be taken, you can file the form with the original return. Or if you're amending your joint tax return, then you can file it with that. Or if it's after notification of an offset, you can send it out afterwards. Does not matter. If you're filing the 8379 with your joint return or with your amended return, write injured spouse in the top left corner of the first page of your joint return so the IRS processes the 8379 before the offset occurs. If you file the 8379 with the original or amended joint tax return, by the way, it may take 11 weeks for electronically filed returns or 14 weeks for a paper filed return to process. I don't know many people who do paper returns anymore, but it's going to take you 3 weeks longer. One more reason to do an electronic return, right? If you file the form 8379 by itself after receiving notice of the offset, make sure that you read the instructions really carefully for what you need to do and the way that you need to get it done. IRS is very picky with regard to this stuff, folks, so be real careful about it. So my best advice to you, if you're in default, is as follows. First of all, if you get a notice of a tax refund offset, request a copy of your loan file. Do it 18 or even 19 days after you, after the date of that letter. Make sure it gets there at day 20. This way you get that full 15 days, right? You don't want to lose any time. You don't want to make your request at day 5 because then you only have until day 20 to submit your request for review. So get a copy of the loan file, then see what you can do about either a defense or a consolidation or a rehab, whatever's going to work for you. If, however, you blew your time deadlines and this tax offset's going to happen, then the first thing that you want to do, you want to call the tax offset office. Again, that number is 800-304-3107. And you want to find out if you're actually going to lose your refund. Then you want to do a quick and dirty draft of your return. Just run it through whatever TurboTax or have your accountant do it. Just a real quick draft to see if you're going to be entitled to a refund. Because if you're not entitled to a refund, then, well, there's nothing to take. If you are, first thing you want to do then, you want to go on extension. You want to make sure that you go on extension for your tax return because you want to make sure that you've got some time to iron out that default. At that point, you've got two options. Your first and fastest option is, if you can, consolidate your federal student loan immediately with the Direct Loan Consolidation Program. That'll get you out of default immediately, will get you into repayment on that new consolidation loan. You'll have to immediately enter repayment, whether it's through a standard repayment or one of the income-dependent repayment plans, but it will bring you out of default immediately. And once you're out of default, then there's not going to be any tax refund offset. If you cannot consolidate because maybe you've already done that in the past, consider going into a rehabilitation plan to get your federal student loan out of debt. You're going to have to call the collection agency. You'll have to set up a rehabilitation payment plan. They'll get you a rehabilitation agreement. You'll sign it, get it back to them. You'll make your 9 monthly payments over a 10-month period of time. And then once that's done, you'll be out of default, back into the government's good graces. You'll have to start making payments on the student loan at that point, but at least the tax refund won't get taken. If you can't consolidate and you can't rehab, you may be able to get into a voluntary payment arrangement with the collector, but you're going to need to pick up the phone and make that call. If you're going to go the rehabilitation route, you need to understand that that tax refund offset is going to remain in place until the rehab's finished. And again, that's 9 payments over a 10-month period of time, and then the loan's got to be spun off into a new servicer, a new company that sends you bills and collects the money from you. So if you're going to go the rehabilitation route, talk to your tax professional about whether you should hold off on filing your taxes until that rehab's done. Sometimes that may be a really good move, even if your return ends up going past the extension deadline. Now, you can do the consolidation on your own. You can do the rehabilitation on your own. Either way is absolutely fine. There are forms available through the U.S. Department of Education. Consolidation, really easy. Go to studentloans.gov. Enter your FSA username and password, click the button, it'll walk you through, and that's it. It's pretty simple stuff. But if you're going to have to go rehab, or if you're going to have to go with a voluntary payment agreement outside of rehabilitation, you can do it on your own. Some people may be a little bit queasy about dealing with the debt collector. Look, debt collectors aren't super nice people. I would recommend that you steel yourself to deal with the debt collector. If you absolutely can't, you can get in touch with me. I'll be glad to talk to you about stepping in, but this is something that legally you don't need anybody to handle for you. As far as a hearing is concerned, if you're going to request an appeal, or if you're going to request a review, or if you're going to request any hearing at all, there's no requirement that you actually have a lawyer. Make sure that you follow the directions on the notice. It can be kind of confusing. Make sure you choose your defense wisely. There are a lot of them, and you may be tempted to use one when it's not really the right one. Make sure you provide all of the backup documents that you can, because that's what's going to help make the difference between success and failure. So that's all really important stuff, especially if you're going to claim a financial hardship. So take it really slow. Use the collector's forms or DOE's forms, whoever it was that sent you the documentation, that original letter in July or August. You don't need anybody to do it for you. If you get in over your head, yes, I can definitely step in. But again, most people at least give it a try on their own in terms of sitting down and seeing what it may be that they can do on their own before they reach out to me. And so that's today's episode of The Student Loan Show. We talked about tax refund offsets. My name is Jay Fleischman. I'm not only your host here each week, I'm also a student loan lawyer. You can head on over to studentloanshow.com. You'll find all of the show archives. You'll find lots of resources. I also invite you to join our Facebook community. I'm going to be back here with you next week with another episode of The Student Loan Show. And until then, remember, always look both ways before crossing the street.